Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routine to hold it all together. This is a client case study, and today we're talking about what one client did to turn her bad morning around, so it's just one simple shift you can use too. And if you need to cut the overwhelm from your work-at-home mom life without ignoring the cooking, the cleaning, or the kids, I've got just the thing for you. Get 3 hours a day, every day, back for yourself and your business when you work with me. No, it's not too good to be true because I've got five kids and mom life is easy for me. And I want to get you to that place too. So book yourself a free call and get started on being a super work-at-home mom the no-stress way. How many bad mornings have you experienced since you became a mom? Or too many to count, right? Well, today let's focus in on this inspirational client example from one of my women who found herself getting in a morning spiral, but did something to stop it. Let's find out what. So, this mom got up, found her morning completely not going as planned, was getting down in the dumps about it, understandably. But here's the key. She'd already spent 4 months coaching with me, and she knew that her emotions were getting in the way of her actions, so she decided to do something different. So, since she couldn't work on the main project stuff, which was the entire point of her getting up that early in the morning, it was one of her work time blocks, she looked for something else useful to do for the day. Prepping the crock pot. That definitely needs to get done. Oh, I haven't done my devotions yet. So, she did both at the same time in the kitchen because she couldn't do the work thing. Then she also checked her to-do list. Is there anything else that would be useful and give me a boost for the day? Well, she found she had a bunch of doctor phone calls and things like that to get through. You know how we introverts put all those off. So she decided to tackle those next. Again, something she could do while keeping an eye on her kiddos running around. Whew, that's a weight off. By that time, her kids were ready to get out the door for school, and it was time for her to sit down and work on her business again for the second work time block. Had she had her morning peace and quiet time? Well, no. Had she knocked out child-friendly housekeeping tasks? Yes. Had she gotten out of her emotional dump from missing the quiet time to start off the day? Also, yes. Do you see where I'm going here? Every once in a while, your kids will get up way too early. They'll be throwing up, and you won't be able to keep to that special customized schedule that we're going to set up for you. But that is not the end of the world. The other key skill you have to have is the emotional resilience to get back on track, just like dieting. Okay, my morning didn't go as planned. Well, what about my afternoon? Can I hop back on the bandwagon right before that? Don't let your entire day be shot as a mompreneur just because one 2 hour segment of it got out of whack. Then I want you to celebrate yourself for successfully turning your upside down morning into a productive day, anyways. I can tell you, I definitely celebrated this client for her choices that morning. That was huge for her because it was her choice to have something to show for the morning, even if it wasn't what she had intended, what she had planned. And that was all her own initiative because she was that far along in the coaching process. That was so big for her. And now, you know what she knows? She knows that she has that mental and emotional resilience to regroup, recover, and pick up when something about her day falls apart. She's going to carry that with her for the rest of her child-rearing plus running a business years. And you know what? I did this for myself just today. I had just done a big push to revamp the podcast. I wasn't feeling quote unquote into it this morning. I still really wanted to get things done because I knew this was still my energetic time of the month. It wouldn't be by next week. I hadn't quite finished my show and site revamp yet. So I got honest with myself about what I most wanted to have happen today, which was feeling like I'd moved the needle again, and reevaluated my priority list. What's on there I don't want to do? Is there something from tomorrow's to-do list I would rather work on? Well, wouldn't you know it? There was. Ha! So I just switched those 2 days' work sessions and happily dove headfirst in again. Problem solved. And it was as easy as asking myself for permission. What do you need to give yourself permission to turn around today? And if you need to cut the overwhelm from your work-at-home mom life without ignoring the cooking, the cleaning, or the kids, I've got just the thing for you. Get 3 hours a day every day back for yourself and your business when you work with me. But no, it's not too good to be true because I've got five kids and mom life is easy for me. And I want to get you to that place too. So book yourself a free call. Get started on being a super work-at-home mom the no-stress way. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.